This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of the good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I hope you're sitting down again. We're just there. There's no good news, friends, when you are dealing with issues in such a fashion as this. Unbelievable. This is posted on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sharia, New Mexico, written by Pamela Geller. Islamic compound jihadis. Remember these guys? Just last week were busted. They have a heavily armed compound, friends, in New Mexico, the state of New Mexico. 11 children were being raised up to assault, to shoot up public schools in the United States of America. Well, guess what? They were just released on bond after charges of Islamophobia and racism. By the way, Islam is not a race. You heard me right. Folks, you need to understand those that are using the race card. They don't have the shield protecting themselves. They are not the victims. They are the ones, in fact, perpetuating the crimes in hopes that you'll just drop what the law stands for in this country. In other words, they're transgressors of the law, which makes them criminals. Okay? Read 1 John 3:4. I mean, you want to talk about injustice? In parallel, there were remains of a four-year-old boy found there in this compound. Heavily armed, training up these kids to kill. They were released because of Islamophobia. Who is your media working for? Who are your representatives working for, friends? Ask yourself the question. You have to fill in the blanks because they're not working for you. They are working against you. There were remains of a four-year-old boy found there who allegedly, we're told, died while they were performing some sort of Islamic ritual over him. That's the reason he died. That's illegal in America. The Bundys, of course, and their supporters in parallel got nearly 2 years in jail, and no one hurt a single person defending their land from corruption in your country. Just think about that. The jihadis that were heavily armed raising up these children to kill Americans, friends, were released on bond after charges of Islamophobia and racism. Keep in mind, Leon Trotsky, the revolutionary, the head of the military under the Red Terror, the devil himself incarnate, Joseph Stalin, he created that word racism to browbeat those that did not fall in line. Now you have the courts working against you and for those that mean to destroy your country and the people within the borders. That is no longer American government, friends. That is treason. Article 3, Section 3. Taos County Sheriff Jerry Hagreffi testified they found children holding boxes of ammunition and that one child was found with a gun. Because Sharia trumps dead children, school shootings, training, kidnapping, and jihad training, it's interesting, the prosecutor of the state of New Mexico said on Monday that children discovered at an extremist Muslim compound in New Mexico earlier this month were both trained to use firearms and taught multiple tactical techniques in order to kill teachers, law enforcement, and other institutions. Hey, folks, President Abraham Lincoln told the truth when he said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but them that overthrow and pervert the Constitution. Now it's time for you to enter America and deal with corruption in New Mexico." Folks, I could go to the other 49 states found in our union. This is absolutely, without a doubt, folks, this is not dereliction of duty. Don't stand back and act like you think, for some reason or another, these people just don't know what they're doing. Oh, they know exactly what they're doing. Islamophobia is a thought-crushing device designed to silence any critics and criticism of Islam, just like the homosexuals when they came up with homophobia, like I have warned for years from this broadcast. The same method. It is the tool in which the Ummah enforces Sharia blasphemy laws in the West. Just think about this again in parallel to what's happening today in America. In Waco, the feds killed them all, shot them up, and burned it down without any provocation whatsoever from David Koresh and his followers, as they like to call them. Now, fast forward to Islam in America. What's happening? Well, I guess he can just come over into America, create a compound, and use your little kids, raise them up to basically commit a jihad against Americans. And for some reason or another, judges and lawyers and prosecutors will just overlook the law that they are to enforce and let these people back out again so they can commit another crime. And by the way, just so you know, America, you have been allowing your politicians and the media to do this through totalitarian methods on a daily basis for decades in this country. For decades. And the crimes are becoming more heinous and more obvious to the point where there's no more law. Friends, that's what this is all about. They're lawless people acting in a lawless fashion, aren't they? And what are they doing? They're acting just like their father, the devil. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. Their lawyer argued that there was a double standard in the case because his clients were Muslims, defending them here in America, okay, against, folks, their crimes, concerning their crimes against we the people. He argued that if they had been Christian and white, we might not be here today. Folks, is that not to be a double standard right there? Oh, my goodness. I mean, listen to this. And this should come as no surprise because this individual is also, I'm sure, for open borders as well. Not that I care what his opinion is. But, folks, the fact of the matter is this is all coming from a Mexican defending the Muslims here in America. America, when are you going to take your country back? When are you going to stand up and enforce the laws that they failed to enforce? When are you going to understand that it's you that they're zeroing in on? When are you going to understand that these are serious times?
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, "I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers." They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about the unthinkable in the United States of America. Well, you're being diverted, America. This is what's happening. It was in Minneapolis yesterday. Everywhere. Folks, I am telling you that the numbers that you have been given through the State Department, I can guarantee you that they are misleading numbers. You are being infiltrated, America, just so you know. You take it how you want to take it. And this is what a people deserve, really, is what it comes down to, when they refuse to keep the commandments of the living God. And there's no other way to say that. And there's not a nice way to say that. There's not a diplomatic way of saying that. It's the truth. How do you show mercy to a people that don't take heed? How do you show mercy to a people who could care less? I mean, you've heard that saying that God helps those that help themselves. Yeah, it's faith with works is what it is. Read James chapter 2, 14 through 26 when you get a moment. How do you show mercy? They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies is what it tells us in Jonah 2, 4. And what's interesting about that is they that forsake their own mercy, those that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. The lying vanities are what the media is diverting your attention away from. You are, America, listen to me carefully. You're being infiltrated. You're not being told the truth about the numbers. And you're being told the truth by this ministry concerning what is happening. When you have a compound, a heavily armed compound where two grown Muslims are responsible for training up children to commit a jihadi here in America against school children and the police, and you have your courts releasing them on bond, Is a bell going off? Are the flags going up? Do you not hear the trumpets? And going back to my point, friends, how do you show mercy to a people who could care less? How do you show mercy to a people who say within themselves, it'll never happen here? I want to tell you something, friends. It's happening here right now. It's already happening. I told my wife the other day, I said, what a job. What a job. This is one job I would have never in a million years applied for. To get on the radio 6 days a week and to warn the people of what's going on. I remember doing high school assemblies 20 years ago. I'm just full bore, 100 of them a year. And I remember doing high school assemblies, and the sound guy, he had actually seen us and he heard us. And he'd asked, he was a heathen guy, and he'd asked if he could do sound for us when we go on tour. And I said, yes, absolutely, you could do that. And just about 5 years ago, he had called me up one day and he said, Bradley, I just wanted to tell you something. He said, I remember the stuff that you were talking about back when you first began doing high school assemblies across the country. He said, you were talking about gun control. You were talking about homosexuality. You were talking about so many different things that nobody else was talking about. And it wasn't really applicable concerning the times. No, because prophetic people are quickened by the Holy Ghost to bring forth information down the line. And oftentimes those prophetic people, unbeknownst to them, are a voice piece for the living God, regardless if they know it or not. And the way that we know it is we always go back to the Word of God. And keep in mind, the Holy Spirit is the same yesterday, today, and forever, because the Father is. Hebrews 13:8, Malachi 3:16. But he said, I used to think that, Bradley, you were just way out there on the topics you were talking about. Yeah, I know that. Now, 15 years later, he said, I see that everything you were talking about then is exactly where we're at today. He said, everything. And I said, I know. I understand that. I said, a lot of this information, I didn't know what we were coming up against, but I did know we were going somewhere. I just didn't know where. And I'm telling you, America, this is where we're at today. You can say this message is way out there. You can say whatever you want to, but I am telling you, and I'm here to tell you today, the conservatives in this country and professed Christians in this country, for the most part, 98% at least, are carrying the message that the CIA-controlled media would have them carry. And it's nothing short of diversion. It's all diversion. Because what's happening, folks, well, you're caught up being lied to and entertained through the media, the state-controlled media, the corporate-owned media worldwide. They're diverting your attention from what I'm talking about right now. And this is why I keep coming back to many issues, so I've learned. Because the issues that we keep coming back to are what's happening across the country. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out when you look to other countries like Denmark and Germany and France and the UK to understand that they're coming here too. And yesterday I took the time to share with you, friends, over the last couple weeks as a matter of fact, but I got into great specificity yesterday in giving you names concerning those Muslims in the United States that are going for public positions in American government today. And folks, many are tied to Hamas. Many are tied to the Brotherhood. Many are tied to CARE. And as I shared with you yesterday, friends, every time CARE has something to say, the CIA-controlled media puts a mic right up to their mouth because they want everybody to hear about it. Now we're finding today, friends, that no matter what these people do when they come into the United States of America, for some reason or another, your said representatives are there protecting them from you. And you can mark my words, when a crime and another crime is committed against we the people by these individuals that mean to come here and destroy and plunder this country and take the lives of the innocents through jihad, friends, they're going to sit there and expect everybody to play stupid and say, well, we didn't know that this was going to happen. And they're going to show, again, more compassion for those that advocate crime against we the people than the victims themselves. And I got to tell you something, friends, in being honest before God first and man and before conscience, how could it be otherwise? If you don't care, how can anybody else care about it? I'm highlighting right now on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Sharia, New Mexico, written by Pamela Geller. Islamic compound jihadis released on bond after charges of Islamophobia and racism. Are you kidding me? And everybody will just stand down in this country until it happens again. The conservatives will do their best to just ignore it like they do everything else and act like it's not their business. They'll act as if they're not obligated before God to tell you what they should tell you. Because they're not telling you what they should tell you. They're telling you what you want to hear. They're a bunch of people pleasers. And I want to tell you the reason that they're people pleasers is because they got to satisfy the golden calf. Because they're the ones that are leading the pack to hell, literally. And we need to get this straight because we can. And how people throw their hands up in the air in this country and suggest that there's nothing we can do about it is about the most pathetic thing I've ever seen or heard in all of my life. And let me put this gas on this fire as well, friends. Keep in mind, it's also your said representatives, namely the Republicans. Tim Pawlenty just did this last week. He's running for the governorship again in the state of Minnesota. He's attacking gun owners, friends. Why? Because behind closed doors, these people are all working for the same people. They've sold their souls to the highest bidders, and when you figure that out, you're going to begin to deal with them lawfully, Article 2, Section 4, and indict them, and charge them for their crimes against we the people. But they're busy trying to disarm you, America. Just think about this. A heavily armed compound, Muslim compound, in New Mexico, busted, raising up 11 kids. One had a weapon in his hand. Being trained to commit jihad against innocent people in the United States of America and against our police. And they were released on bond. Their lawyer argued that there was a double standard in the case because his clients were Muslims. It's always the same thing. Folks, they are browbeating you. They are trying to break your arms away from the law and enforcing the laws against them. He argued that if this had been a Christian and a white man, we might not be here today. How long are you going to put up with this? How long are you going to put up with the browbeating concerning those that mean to plunder your country, to commit jihad among your people and upon your people? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Attorneys for Paul Manafort rested their case Tuesday without presenting any evidence or witnesses to combat the one-time campaign manager's allegations that he committed bank and tax fraud. Manafort's lead attorney, Kevin Downey, spoke briefly outside the courthouse today.
We've rested on that.
And what do you say to those who would say this makes your client look guilty?
Well, we live in the United States of America, and you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. And we believe the government cannot meet that burden.
Today, voters in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut will all go and cast their primary ballots. And according to GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, the Democrats only have one thing to run on.
Listen, it's about results, not resistance. That's what we're focusing on in this midterm. Democrats are only offering resistance. We're talking about results for the American people. I think the American people will favor results.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got to ask you something again, all you Trumpites, trying to get you guys to open your eyes as I'm spending time and effort prying them open for you. I'm just curious concerning cases like this, which are popping up all across the United States. Where is the president? Where is his DOJ to enforce the law? You know as well as I do, that's all he has to do is point his finger to a certain topic, and everybody will be looking that way. See, this is what point men do in the circus of politics. They keep you diverted. And when you go online concerning what I'm talking about right now, Sharia, New Mexico, Islamic compound, the jihadis released on bond after charges of Islamophobia and racism. Written by Pamela Geller. Well, where's he at? I just want to know. How come he's not telling the American people? How come he's not sending forth the DOJ and his FBI to put the kibosh on those that mean to do harm to Americans in this country? Where is he at? How come when you go online, friends, as I was just saying a couple minutes ago, how come when you go online you can't even find it? You know what? You better thank God for those that are willing to tell you the truth, because the corporate media is not giving you the information that you're receiving right now. Where's Donald Trump? I want to know, all you Trumpites. 1-866-582-9933. Where's he at? I thought he was going to put the kibosh on this. No. The truth of the matter is, last week, we found out that the Republicans caved. And they returned to the immigration policies of that of Barack Hussein Obama. Of course. Of course, the agenda goes forward regardless of who has taken the people's White House. As I said at the very beginning of this administration, where's he at? He's out entertaining people. They're now diverting you by Donald Trump talking about how he should, you know, he needs to father those in the NFL. Where's the media showing players, folks, in the NFL that refuse to show respect to our veterans? Wow. Just like I said, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. When that's more important to you than what's going on in your country, again, how do you show mercy to a people like that? You know, there is a point, friends, for those that don't know their Bibles, there is a point in the book of Jeremiah where the Lord said, don't even pray for this people. Judgment's coming. Nothing's going to get them to listen any longer. And it reminds me in parallel to a Russian defector, KGB defector, who had said that you can warn the people all that you want to and they're not going to listen to anything until the boot drops. And he said, when the boot drops, then it's too late. America, I am telling you, we are flirting with that line right now. We're flirting with that line right now. You have lawyers in this country defending those that mean to commit jihad. You have injustices. By the way, Article 3, Section 1, you need to remove this judge. Indict this judge. And prosecute this judge. This is not dereliction of duty. This is intended, folks. But you have lawyers in this country that are standing up for those that mean to commit jihad upon you and me. And isn't it interesting, folks, that they had 11 kids there that were being trained up to commit jihad against school children and against our police? Isn't that interesting? Now let's reverse this for a moment. If that had been a Christian and it was a white man stockpiling weapons and plotting school shootings, with the ringleader being the son of one of the most respected Christian preachers in the country, there wouldn't have been news coverage of anything else for weeks. There'd have been nothing else covered by the corporate media for weeks. Except that one. They would drive that until no end. There would have been feature stories in the New York Times, featured stories in the Washington Post. Folks, all of these we've uncovered as useful idiots to their own demise, just doing what they're told. And those news anchors are doing just what they read as they read their teleprompters, them mindless, useful idiots. There would have been features in the Wall Street Journal. There would have been features in CNN and MSNBC. They would be running special reports on toxic Christianity and crises in the church, America. And you know it. And you know it. This incident, on the other hand, received very little coverage. And if there was any coverage by corporate media, it was either accidental or they had to because too many people knew of it. Again, this incident, on the other hand, received very little coverage and hardly any that touched on the Islamic aspects of the story. But Muslim claims of victimhood, like that of the homosexuals, are so polished and reflective by now in the leftist acceptance, lawless people, friends, acceptance of them so matter-of-fact and instinctive that Judge Sarah Backus fell right into line. We can only hope that no one dies because of her folly. Really? And is that where you're going to end the story, America? You're just going to be at their mercy? Are you a bunch of serfs? Do they work for you or do you work for them? Which one? Sarah Backus is the judge's name in New Mexico. That was all reported by Jihad Watch. And then breaking news, judge makes a stunning decision in Muslim compound case after charges of racism. See what they did? They've used the law against the law. And again, keep in mind, these folks do not have the shield. They have the spear. This is all written on by Carlos Garcia on The Blaze. In a hearing Monday, a New Mexico judge found that the suspects in a bizarre child abuse case were not a danger to the public and released them on bond. But the defense attorney blames Islamophobia. Two Muslim men and three women are charged with 11 counts of child abuse after police raided their compound in New Mexico and discovered 11 malnourished children living in squalor. But their lawyer argued that there was doubtless a double standard in the case because his clients were Muslims. He argued that if they had been Christian and white, we might not even be here today. Folks, I want to tell you something. We're not ruled by color. And furthermore, Jesus didn't come to save the skin. He came to save the soul. Read Acts 17:26. Okay? These are just a bunch of fools on display and hoping that you'll learn the lesson from these individuals that mean to destroy your country. And when you read off the Word of God, what does it do? That anointing breaks the yoke over their lives and exposes them for who they are. Luke 12:2. Despite law enforcement, as they call themselves, authorities saying that they believe the children were being trained to attack innocents and that the adults were radicalized, Judge Sarah Backus released the suspects back onto the population in the United States of America. This all reminds me of none other than Barack Hussein Obama, who released 65 to 68,000 illegals from the prison system in America back onto the streets to endanger you and the lives of your children. This is not government. This is not American government, friends. This is arbitrary. And it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Not only to us, but also to themselves. They just haven't figured that out yet. Prosecutors also said they obtained a letter from one of the suspects telling his brother to come to the compound and die like a martyr. These two jihadists were just released, America and New Mexico. One of the Muslims said to the other one, come on over here and let's die like martyrs. The lawyer for the suspect said there was no evidence that they were planning any kind of attacks. I'm just curious. Let's play stupid for a moment, shall we? I'm just curious. Well, what are they doing outside of bringing their culture with them, Somalia, acting like they're in Somalia, but now they're on the enemy's territory, they've invaded, now they want to arm themselves to plunder and kill, commit a jihad. See, there was no evidence that they were planning any kind of attacks until America, you accept the attacks. And then at that point, you stand back and play stupid along with those that were actually there opening the prison door to let them back out on you in the first place. That's what America does. That's exactly. I mean, again, let me remind you, you have a correctional institution in this country that makes $64 billion off of slave labor. Okay? Much of it. $64 billion, right? And it's their job to enforce the law. If they enforced the law the way the Lord commanded them to enforce the law, we wouldn't have prisons, America. Did you know that? You wouldn't be indebted to support these people that are taught through this corrupt system. Three strikes and you're out. Go ahead and commit three crimes. But the third one, you're done. We're throwing the key away. And then after that point, we'll re-educate you. Got a whole group of friends, criminals though they be. Got three squares a day. Get to do what you want. Get up when you want. Go to bed when you want. Watch what you want. all on the dimes of the American people that are putting you up in the first place.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you're in Minneapolis, we're on 1350 AM, broadcasting live from 2 to 3, 6 days a week, on Saturdays 2 to 4. You're noticing billboards all over the city. We appreciate your support, friends. That's what we are doing here in Minneapolis, is making people aware that there's alternatives concerning media, and they don't have to listen to the lies of the state-controlled media. And this is why, by the way, again, Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and others are censoring voices like mine, friends, because they don't want you to know the truth. And the fact of the matter is, again, I've shared with you many times, and I'm going to say it again, we don't ask for the devil's approval to tell God's truths. His will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. And the way to do that is keep his precepts. That's what he has entrusted us with. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You have us as the number one radio show, even now, out of 82 different radio shows across the country. We're broadcasting into over 100 radio affiliates across America and into 53 countries. It's up to us, friends, across the boards, globally, to do this. But you better make sure that you're on the Lord's side. And yes, I said that the right way. You can also check us out on Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Just punch in those words, it will pop up. Just posted some brand new videos over the last week, always giving you the resolve to the issues in which you are facing today. Judgment is the answer. Justice guards our liberty, America, and justice is what we're not getting in this country. And it's for the people to do what corruption leaves off. And that is our history, by the way. Read the Declaration of Independence. Three quarters of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off tyranny. And it's our job to do so as well. We have God on our side and we have the law on our side, friends. You can also give us a lookup or a URL check on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Facebook, Bradley Dean, as well as our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. We're cleaning that up right now and making it real. If you want to call in, here's the number, 1-866-582-9933. Though we are on our last segment, it matters not. If you'd like to call in, please do. If you'd like to support the ministry, friends, there's not a better time to do that. We need that support. Everybody goes to sleep during the summertime and during Christmas time. And they forget that we're working hardest during those times. That number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And by the way, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted, media and FBI complicit in cover-up of Feinstein's Chinese spy driver, who was also her office director. Folks, let me remind you again, and I'm sure there's people, and I'm sure there's levels of those that know what's going on, and there are those levels of those in the FBI, the CIA, that don't know what's going on, because I am acquaintances with people that used to be a part of both of those agencies. But I am telling you, friends, the FBI there has been created, folks, to protect the big guys from the little guys, from me and you. They are there to protect special interest groups. How many times have we seen over the last 15 years, going even back to the last 20 years, folks, all the way back before Clinton, let's just do it, where we have seen the FBI complicit in covering up crimes? You know, it's interesting when you follow through concerning kidnappings, sexual crimes, pedophiles, and their crimes against our children. It's interesting that when kids are kidnapped, it always goes back to the same group of people, the pedophiles, more than not. Go back to Boys Town in Nebraska, which is important for you to take the time and watch it. It is called Conspiracy of Silence. Do yourself a favor and watch it. But it's interesting how all these kids came out during this pedophile ring, where these kids were being taken from this orphanage and they were being sent to Washington, D.C. to be sold off as a bunch of sex slaves for politicians who were being blackmailed and compromised. And with that, it's interesting how when even the kids were there to tell the authorities who was guilty of the crimes that were being committed against them, Barney Frank, the Bushes, so on and so forth, it was interesting the FBI would have them silenced somehow and they would have the kids thrown in prison for telling the truth about those that were committing crimes against them. Do yourself a favor and look up Paul Benazzi. Look up Conspiracy of Silence. Do yourself a favor and your families a favor. Watch Conspiracy of Silence. But folks, what we're seeing, and the media is right there, hand in glove, to help the FBI and others to be complicit in cover-up. And that is the definition of conspiracy, friends, and it's been going on for a long time. And if you want to sit back and play the fool for the media and the FBI and their official stories, why don't you do a little homework just on what took place in Mandalay Bay? Put a check on yourself and watch how many times the media and the FBI and the local sheriff, friends, change their stories, which means they're complicit in the cover-up. They're a part of the problem. But Tim Brown, media and FBI complicit in cover-up of Feinstein's Chinese spy driver, who was also her office director. You might want to pay attention, friends, again, to my warning. You take it how you want to take it. I know I'm right. China and Russia, keep your eyes on. They're not our enemies, friends. Your politicians are, they are in alliance with these individuals. They're all calling for the New World Order, just like the Bushes, over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Okay. China's calling for a New World Order. Russia's calling for a New World Order. That vicar, Pope, the heretic himself is calling for a New World Order. So all of this created within about China and their threats against that, it's all baloney, friends. It's just like WWE, pro wrestling at its very worst. But you can mark my words, friends, all this domestic insurrection is being created to get your eyes off the ball concerning what's really going on. And what's really going on is what we're talking about today on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I also wanted to highlight one more article for you just to bring it to the point that I was making earlier, and I made reference several times. But we've seen recently the drag queen and the drag queen's story time, which is now expanding from public libraries to the public school districts. Friends, this is illegal. This is criminal, to say the least. Matter of fact, in California, all the way up until, I believe it was 1968, there used to be videos shown to the kids in health classes to turn in those that were suspect of being lesbians or homosexuals. And you all know that it was a mental illness all the way up until 1973. Now they completely turned that on those that don't accept it. But there's a story written by Rob Pugh on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Now they're coming for our kids. And if you've never read or taken the time to read the Homosexual Manifesto written by Michael Swift, do understand that it is a part of the congressional record. It was written back in 1987. And I just want to put a little information into your hearts before the end of the show today. The Homosexual Manifesto goes as this: we shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. This is the group of people, the small group of people in the United States of America, namely the sodomite communities, that have been given a pass by the American people. This is their manifesto, which God condemns, by the way. We shall seduce them in your schools. It's exactly what they're doing right now. In your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups. Folks, I can give you a story concerning every single one of them that was just highlighted. In your movie theater bathrooms, right? In your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your houses of Congress, wherever men are with men together, your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast into our image. They will come to crave and to adore us. What is the media advocating? Why is the media protecting people like this? Why are the homosexuals and the sodomite communities, friends, why are they storming the gates of the schoolhouses, even going all the way down to kindergarten and child pre-care, friends? Why are they aiming at the children? They already told you. Like I said earlier, don't stand back and act like you didn't know. You know, it's interesting. When people give you the information needed, you know, they're called crazy, they're called conspiracy theorists, they're called whatever they want to call them. And then when it happens, they all stand back, America, put their hands up in the air and say, how come nobody ever told me? I am free from the blood of the people in this country over the last 16 and 17 years. The truth has been told. I can do no more. You must respond.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.